Montana Talks. Will you get the muck? Call in now at 406-294-0970. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right, we're going to start off with a little inside baseball here this morning on Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk. Kate and I am getting a little bit of an echo, right? Okay, there we go. The echo is away now. A little bit of inside baseball here this morning. I was going to send a message to our friend Tim in Savage. But, hey, you can help us out this morning as well. You can message us on the Montana Talks app. Let us know if you're listening on the radio. Let us know if you're listening on the app. Let us know how it's sounding. I know we'll hear from you if you can't hear us. But yeah, I'm testing out some new equipment here this morning. We got one more other big piece that we're gonna include here in a few days. But yeah, we're testing out some new equipment here. I'm getting the feedback again there, Caden. So you guys just message us, let us know what you're hearing, how you're hearing it, etc. But the other thing is today, because we are testing some of our new remote offsite equipment here. We're going to have some great sidekicks with us here. Of course, David Noble, I confirmed he will be with us coming up in the 7 o'clock hour of this show. What are just some of the things he's going to want to talk about here? He sent us a few stories earlier here. Definitely a woke update of the week or two in here. Another court sides with parents and sides with states like Arkansas now, which have banned these transgender surgeries, et cetera, on kids. That's a story he's got racked in the stack for us here this morning. And then, of course, you know, really the other big picture is that so many of these so-called clinics across the country are now ending these, you know, radical, absurd treatments on kids, thanks to the work of President Trump and his policies. So that's taking place all across the country. And then he's got a really interesting story about the foreign-born population in the United States of America and how far down those numbers are now. So looking forward to having David Noble in the 7 o'clock hour. John Jackson, big thanks to him. He helped out big time covering the show yesterday while we were working to get this equipment installed and set up and everything. So he's going to come back. Not only did he cover the whole show yesterday, but he's going to come back and join us in the 8 o'clock hour today. So that'll be a ton of fun as always. And then Frank Mealy, the former editor of the Daily Interlake in Kalispell, will be with me in person. We're going to have a fun conversation with that one. He has got the Heartland Diary USA blog. He just wrote a new piece about the Russia hoax, calling it Russia Hoax Redux. So wait till you hear what Frank Mealy has to say. That's going to be a fun sit-down conversation. Message us on the app this morning, or if you want to call in at some point, we can play around with that. But I will tell you, our phone, you know, and our new phone equipment isn't fully up and running yet, because that's going to be should be a ton of fun once we get that rolling as well. First, though, today is Thursday, and so today is the day. Tonight is the night. Big deal for Montana, big deal especially for Rodeo Billings, outdoor rodeo kicking off in Billings, Montana for the first time in a long time. We had a great conversation with Bob Tallman and with Sparky Dreesen, Becky Hillier, David Allen, and more. So we will get to that, starting with Bob Tallman. Wait till you hear this guy. He called into the show from a hospital bed. It's great.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With some sunshine across the area today, highs will stay in the upper 80s to around 90 in Bozeman to around 92 in the Billings area. For tonight, skies stay clear to partly cloudy. Temperatures will drop back down to about 50 in Bozeman to around 60 in Billings. And then on Friday with some sunshine, high temperatures will be back in the upper 80s to around 90 degrees. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by all. A lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in. This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls. The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe. No.
Tackling the issues that shape our state. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
We're just going to toss it right to Bob Tallman here on the phone lines with us. Bob Tallman, talk about the significance of outdoor rodeo coming back to a place like Billings, Montana, and tell us about the party you got planned for everybody.
Well, it's only half of my party. David Allen's son, Garrison Allen, will be right beside me. And I got a first view picture last night of the new announcer stand that David has built on that beautiful facility. And I think that we'll find a way to rent it to somebody for the winter months in Billing. First of all, it's absolutely wonderful. I'm heading out of here on Sunday morning, drive 1,800 miles to get to come to Billings for one good reason. First of all, my dear friend, David Allen, of 40 years. The next thing is, you need to understand there's 85 rodeos in Montana in the month of August. We are the fifth biggest. Now, that is a big deal. And what they've done with the Nile over the years, of which I've been a part of, I've been there for the Nile with my daughter when she was going to college at Bozeman. So if anybody figures it out right off the bat, I'm a Bobcat fan. But I can be a Grizzly too. Here's the thing with rodeo in the month of August, and it's such an important part. Our season ends the 15th in the PRCA, Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association, ends September 15th, and everybody's screaming for two reasons, to try to stay in the top 15 in the pro world and to try to stay in the top 12 in the Montana Summer Circuit. So what you're looking at is we've got guys scrambling, ladies too, in all of their events, to win that money and the big money. This is big money in Montana for them to come, have a run at and to get to Caldwell and to get about five other rodeos in the Northwest. Now, we have become one of the 15 biggest rodeos in the Western United States for the first year outdoors. And if there's people in the Billings area, all the way down on the Yellowstone River, wherever you live, it's a reason to come. The new grandstands, the new buck and juice that Freeport has put in there, all of the setup, you are going to see a blast of professional rodeo. I know that Sparky Dreesen is going to be on this show today. Sparky Dreesen and his son-in-law, with what they have done in the last 10 years, last year at the National Finals Rodeo, Ian Cullen Pickett, his son-in-law, who lives in Madisonville, Texas, about 3 hours from me, we're the largest producer of bucking horses in the bareback riding and the bronc riding. They had more horses there than other rodeo producers all across the United States and Canada. The quality, we're full in the bareback riding, as many entries as we can take, full in the bronc riding, full in the bull riding. And these guys are going to come from all over North America. They want that Billings money. Now, for people that have never been to the rodeo at the Nile, that are now coming to our new outdoor arena, if you don't have your tickets, you need to get online, because I'm going to tell you Friday and Saturday night will probably sell out. You better get there on Thursday, 14th, 15th, and 16th. Quality, triple A. Excitement, quadruple A. Fun, off the charts. Come see us, please, and if there's anything that I missed, I just want you to know that Garrison Allen and I are going to, we're going to tell you some stories that you've never heard before. I'm not big on stats, just know that when somebody nods their head in the bucking horse ride, somebody nods their head in the tie down calf roping, the team roping, the ladies events and barrel racing, whenever they nod their head, they're going to be the best in the world available. And our Montana cowboys, cowgirls are going to be trying to get ahead of that Labor Day weekend. It's crucial that David picked this weekend to get ahead of that entourage of 20 rodeos just in Montana. I'm dang happy to be coming. I've never in my life done an interview live in a doctor's office before, and I'm fine, by the way.
That was the question, anyway.
No question. I'm just letting him go. I'm just statement. Why would I interrupt any of this? He wouldn't. Yeah, Bob, you are saddled up in a doctor's chair right now getting foot surgery. Yeah. He's in the saddle. And listen to him go.
I'm holding the phone with my right hand. I'm writing notes with my left hand on this paper. You got to sit on it.
This is the first.
By the way, you need to know that Becky Hasey does all the work. David Allen takes all the credit.
Thank you, Bob. David Allen's just there to be the pretty face. That's all. He's just the brown face.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, this was incredible. Well, about a minute or so to go here, Bob Tolman. What else do you want to tell folks all across Montana?
Well, I know that there are people that are on the border about being rodeo fans, and they might only go to one rodeo a year. Some have never been before. I want you to make it a family affair. I want them to bring their kids. And we are packed to the rafters at rodeos all over the country. All right, I start the year off at Fort Worth, and I go to a little rodeo called Houston. Then I go out to California. I have not been in a rodeo arena yet this year or for the last 5 years that our crowds aren't the biggest. It's always the cheapest ticket in town. It's the basics of where America was raised. In Montana, M-O-N-T-A-N-A, Montana raises cowboys that travel all over the world and put the whoop-ass on everybody from Texas. That's just the way it is.
All right, we're going to hold it right there. Yeah, Bob Tolman, and then there's a funny little line at the end of it there. He literally, you heard it right, he called in from the hospital bed. And then he said, whoa, we got the anesthesiologist coming in right now. I got to go. And then we ran to a break. All right, we'll be back with more right after this.
Securing America.
Vice President J.D. Vance visited American troops stationed at the Royal Air Force Base in Fairford, England, Wednesday, where he praised those serving there for continuing the special relationship between the U.S. and the U.K.
Every time a great victory is won for freedom and for peace and for prosperity, it is almost always the Brits and the Americans that do it together.
The vice president also said that the American military strength and performance gives the White House the advantage when crucial meetings are held with other world leaders.
Because they know that if we cut a deal, it is backed up by the finest fighting force anywhere in the world.
Mr. Vance also noting
that the peace and the prosperity and the safety of your countrymen depend on you doing a good job, and we are damn proud of the job that you do every single day.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Egg Report. I'm Russell Nemitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Egg Network. Well, Colorado Wheat recently announced that the Colorado Wheat Wheat Research Foundation and BioSeries Crop Solutions have partnered to advance climate-resilient HB4 wheat in the United States. And this morning, Colorado Wheat Executive Director Brad Erker talks about this new GMO wheat.
HB4 is a trait that has been put into wheat in South America by BioSeries. So it's been grown now in Argentina for a few years. So it's a GMO trait because what's been done is the scientists took a gene from a sunflower plant, which is known to be a pretty drought-tolerant plant. They took a gene from a sunflower plant and put it into wheat. Within wheat, it's a gene that affects several hundred other genes to make the plants more stress-tolerant.
However, he says it still could be several years before farmers can plant HB4 wheat due to the regulatory process.
We commit to adhere to all of these preconditions that have been set out by the farmers in the United States that we would meet before we start growing GMO wheat. And one of the most important ones of those is export market approvals.
Now, Erker says there's seven countries making up over 5% of U.S. wheat exports that have yet to approve GMO wheat. And this morning, our thanks to our friend Lori Boyer with our affiliate KSIR in Fort Morgan for sharing this story with us. Stay with us. We'll have more Ag News right after this.
Has your bank lost touch with your operation or doesn't seem well-versed in agriculture? Why not finance with people who understand your business? At Montana Livestock Ag Credit, we have a credit staff and a board of directors whose only business is agriculture. We've worked with our customers through the challenging times of dry weather and rising interest rates. Give me, Blake Hopman, a call at 1-800-332-3405 or visit us at ag-credit.com to learn more about who we are.
It's not just another conference. It's the 2025 Grazing Expo, September 4th through the 7th in Billings, Montana, hosted by the Montana and Wyoming Grazing Lions Coalitions. Connect with more than 60 expert speakers and dive into over 40 in-depth breakout sessions focused on practical tools and resources that support your grazing operation. There's something for everyone looking to support agriculture and our grazing lands. Producers can attend for free with a Rancher Resilience Grant. Learn more about the event at montanaglc.org.
Well, Utah's sheep ranching community is confronting a significant threat as imports of lamb and mutton out of Australia and New Zealand continue to increase sharply. In fact, since 1994, import volumes have risen by over 500%. And the influx of foreign products, they say, has coincided with a steep decline in domestic sheep production. Local leaders and policymakers are pushing for policy measures like implementing a tariff rate quota on lamb imports to help level the playing field for U.S. producers. And finally this morning, just a friendly reminder that USDA is accepting public comments through August 26 on its proposal to reorganize the department and relocate about 2,600 employees to five office hubs around the country. Now, those five regional hubs as proposed are Raleigh, North Carolina, Kansas City, Missouri, Indianapolis, Indiana, Fort Collins, Colorado, as well as Salt Lake City, Utah. Feedback may be provided to reorganization@usda.gov. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana. Statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
We're just going to toss it right to Bob Tallman here on the phone. Becky, though, introduce us to our next guest here. David mentioned Sparky.
Yeah.
This is great.
Well, Sparky Dreesen, you know, he knows a thing or two about horses. And if you just ask him a question about horses, he could talk on and on and on about that. Owner of J. Bar. Family. family, his livelihood, and he is so passionate about what he does. And it's been proven because Jay Barjay has won the PRCA Remuda Award 3 years, and that is the award given to the stock contractor who has the most consistent pen of bucking horses throughout the rodeo season. So he is the real deal, and we're so incredibly proud to have Jay Barjay a part of the Rodeo Billings family.
Sparky, what do you want to tell folks all across Montana? Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having us on the show. I just want to reiterate that Jay Barjay is a lot of people. It's our whole family helping us out over the last 40 years. I guess my wife and children have been behind this thing. It takes a big team to get anything worthwhile done.
How, you know, I kind of similar question that I threw out to Bob Tallman, but just how significant is it to you that, you know, the biggest town in Montana is bringing outdoor rodeo back? And talk about what it's like for, I mean, I know you're big all over the country, but how important is it for you to be a part of this coming back right here? And no, well, it's a few hours away, but still your backyard nonetheless.
Yeah, it is. It's really close. In Montana miles, it's real close. I was just flabbergasted, I guess would be maybe the word for it, when David Allen talked to me about us coming to Billings and Picket Pro Rodeo, which is our oldest daughter and her husband, Cullen Pickett, coming to do the rodeo in Billings. It was an honor.
And, you know, I think, Becky, too, I think about some of our listeners. You know, part of the fun of a show like this is we'll get a call from, say, Jerry in Circle on his tractor or on his combine. And then I'll go see our friends in the Flathead, and they'll say, man, I love it because I feel like I'm sitting there on the farm with him when he calls into the show. Same thing like this, you know. So we might have listeners who've never been to a rodeo. Well, they've been to a rodeo once, and they focus on the rider, but they don't understand the stock behind it or the people behind the stock. And so that, so I guess what would you point out kind of for the next question to Sparky Dreesen here in terms of paint the picture for our listeners out there that aren't as familiar with what it takes to produce the Buck and Bronx and the families behind it, the people behind it, and then the stock behind it, too.
Yeah, well, this is a very personal venture, as Sparky said. His whole family gets behind this, and they're all involved in it. But for a rodeo, of course, you pay attention to the high caliber and quality of the professional rodeo athletes who will be here. But those professional rodeo athletes are attracted to a rodeo mainly for two things, and that's the prize money and the stock that will be brought in. For those rough stock riders, that stock is so important. And so when they hear that stock contractors like Sparky, Jay Barjay is going to be here and Picket Pro Rodeo, they know that they're going to get a good draw, and that animal, that horse or that bull is worth half of their score. And if they get on one of those NFR bucking horses or bucking bulls, they know they've got a really good chance of getting a big score and pocketing that prize money, heading down the road to the next rodeo to put more money in their pocket, getting them closer to qualifying for this year's NFR. So the prize money is important, but the quality of the stock is just as important as the quality of the athletes. The human athletes and the animal athletes combined will make for a very exciting competition in the arena and something we can be proud of.
Yeah, so Sparky, how does you and your team...
I guess what we're doing is, I would say 99% of the horses that we haul, we've raised. And it's a process starting when they're born. It's, you know, it's kind of like imprinting a saddle horse. It gets to be where this is their job. And they love it. When you back that truck up to the chute at home, you can just tell there's a bunch of them horses that they say, pick me. I'm the one who wants to go to the rodeo. We were at a rodeo here not too long ago in Hamel, Minnesota, which is basically the Twin Cities. It's on the loop around the city. And we have a horse that Straight Stick is his name. Dean Thompson won the world on him in the 10th round this last year. And whenever I'm standing in the arena when we buck that horse, he turns after the second jump and looks me in the eye and says, am I doing good enough?
The horse does.
The horse does. I mean, that's what you see in his eye, right? These animals, they're just like when you take a very good football player or basketball player, when they step on the court, you know, it's game on. They might be very meek and mild-mannered off of the court, but when they step on, it's game on. And it's the same way with these bucking horses. Cohen's great horse that has been the bareback horse of the year the last couple of years, Nightcrawler. She's at our place over in Brockway right now. And when you go out in the pasture, you would never think that was the bucking horse of the year.
And Nightcrawler is going to be in Billings, right? I think we were talking about that off air, yeah.
Yes, she will be there. God willing, she'll be there, yes.
And that's what I was saying, like the Roughstock Cowboys, the Bareback Cowboys, they see Nightcrawler on that list. They're like, I want her.
I want that one.
I want that one. And they know they're guaranteed a great score when they get on one of those horses.
Sparky, you talked about the horse knowing exactly what to do, and you see that with the cutting horses as well, or if you spend time on a ranch or a friend's ranch, or if you're a rancher yourself, some of those horses, they just know what to do better than you do, and they'll just take off. If you don't know what you're doing, don't worry, they do. I think I was watching the Cowboy Channel. I can't remember if it was for the Sheridan Rodeo or which one it was, but the announcer made the point that there's misconceptions about these buck and broncs that the general public has, where they think you got to do something to these horses to get them to do their job. I guess address what are some of the biggest misconceptions about the buck and broncs. Sparky, you talked about the horse knowing exactly what to do, and you see that with the cutting horses as well, or if you spend time on a ranch or a friend's ranch, or if you're a rancher yourself, some of those horses, they just know what to do better than you do, and they'll just take off. If you don't know what you're doing, don't worry, they do. I think I was watching the Cowboy Channel. I can't remember if it was for the Sheridan Rodeo or which one it was, but the announcer made the point that there's misconceptions about these buck and broncs that the general public has, where they think you got to do something to these horses to get them to do their job. I guess address what are some of the biggest misconceptions about the buck and broncs.
Yeah, I think a lot of people think that we're hurting them or tricking them into doing something, and that's not the case at all. It's a training process, I would say, that they go through, but they are born to buck. They are athletes that are bred to do what they're doing. And anyone who would have a question on that, I'd invite them to come and stay at my place and see what we do.
Well, I've got a question. Can I bring my camper and hang out for a little while?
Absolutely.
Hey, that'd be a ton of fun. We got to do that.
That would be great. I said to somebody one time when I was showing him videos that Sparky had taken of his horses and had sent to me to post on social media, and I said, you know what? When I come back, I want to come back as one of Sparky Greason's horses. Leisurely hanging out in the pasture.
Lead the princess life.
They live the good life. I've never been a princess, but I'd love to be. Yep.
It'll be a new, it'll be like a new TV reality show. Becky and Brockway. Becky does Brockway.
Oh, boy.
Hold that thought. We got to take a hard break here. Stand by. We'll come back to you right after this, Sparky. All right. Thankfully, Sparky Dreesen was able to stick with us here for at least a couple more minutes. What another great conversation we've been having here. And, of course, great to have David Allen, the general manager, right, of the Nile, and kicking off a Rodeo Billings Outdoor Rodeo, coming back to Montana's biggest town here in less than a week. And then, of course, Becky Hillier. You guys remember our friend Becky from TV. She had her own TV statewide morning show as well. Yeah, Sparky, thanks for sticking around. Well, first off, Becky or David, did you have a question or a comment that you wanted to throw to Sparky here?
Well, I just wanted to say that, you know, Sparky and I started having conversations way back last, I don't know, it was late October, early November, something like that, about Rodeo Billings and whatnot. And he and his wife Marlene are just so easy to work with, and they pretty well held my hand all the way through the PRCA approval process, because it had been many years since I'd been involved in that. But they're such first class operation, and Cullen, his son-in-law, you won't meet a nicer guy. And both of them are pretty humble and pretty laid back about the level of Bronx that they do have. Just to give you an example, we had in Rodeo Billings, we took 36 Bronc riders total, 12 a night, and we had 81 entries for those 36 slots. And they were all NFR contender guys that wanted to come here. And the same for the bareback riding, because, you know, they're all trying to draw at Nightcrawler and you know, a bunch of others that they have. And that's just one of the big advantages of having somebody like Sparky and Cullen coming here, is they're a magnet for the NFR level guys because of the quality of those animals.
Yeah, great. Sparky Dreesen, what else do you want to tell folks all across Montana? Thanks for sticking around with us.
Well, I guess I want to just say I'm not a Montana native. I moved here in 95, but it's darn sure my home now, and I'm proud to say that I'm associated with Rodeo Billings and the Montana circuit. We'll have roughly half of the horses that will be in Billings will be NFR horses. It should make for very good watching. I'll be surprised if you don't have to be in the mid to upper 80s to win a check.
Yep. Well, great to have you on the show this morning. Thanks so much for your time, Sparky. An honor to have you.
Thank you.
All right, appreciate it. Tell our friends in Circle that we said hello as well. Becky, though, introduce us to our next guest here. David mentioned Sparky.
Yeah.
This is great.
All right, there you go. Yeah, big thanks to Becky Hillier. Hopefully you guys are hearing me right now. Big thanks to Becky Hillier and, of course, David Allen with the Nile and Rodeo Billings. Yeah, that was actually audio from our conversation last Friday. Last Friday we had a whole lineup for our statewide 9 o'clock hour of the show, and it was just a ton of fun. Yeah, we had Bob Tallman literally calling in from the hospital chair. He was getting foot surgery, and so if you heard that 6:10 to 6:20 segment here this morning, it was just incredible. And then the best part was the part that you didn't hear this morning, but we had it live last Friday. It's when he said, "Well, I gotta go," and he literally said the anesthesiologist was walking in to numb up the foot before he went into foot surgery. But that's how passionate these folks are about putting on a good show. But yeah, Rodeo Billings kicks off later today, outdoor rodeo coming back for the first time in a long time. And then, I'm assuming they still got tickets available, but we thought, hey, good time to replay some of that audio here for you early risers in the early morning hours of Montana Talks. All right, well, we are troubleshooting our new equipment, some new technology here. Thanks all for being patient with us. Aaron in Roundup, hopefully you're hearing us. yeah, because thanks for the feedback on the app. I've been monitoring that in real time when he's talking about getting a little echo and then the echo going away. So that's very helpful. So thanks for bearing with us and having a little patience with us here this morning as we test out this new equipment. Let's see. What should we talk about here in the meantime? Let me just give you a quick little snapshot of what's on our Montana Talks website right now. Let me go there. You know, it's funny, I'm here setting up this remote equipment, so I'm at a remote location, so I don't have all my big stack of stuff in front of me like I normally do. But, yeah, here's some of the headlines at MontanaTalks.com. First, for our friends in Butte, you're having some problems with the water right now. Tommy O'Neill has this headline, Butte's water crisis, here's what we know so far. Late Wednesday afternoon, Butte Silver Bow County officials were alerted to a potential contamination of the municipal water supplies that has led to a do not consume order for residents and businesses south of Front Street in the mining city. It was an overpressurization event at Montana Resources, and so contaminants were flushed into the potable water system in Butte Silver Bow. So residents south of Front Street were ordered not to consume the water until the water division is able to test and clear the contamination. So anyway, Tommy O's got that news for you there. What not to do, things you can do at MontanaTalks.com. And then, of course, you can find it on the KXTL app as well. I know some of you in Butte might be listening to us via either the Montana Talks app or the KXTL app on top of hearing us live on the radio as well. And then, of course, we've had a few different aviation accidents here in Montana. First, there was that fiery plane crash on the airport south of Kalispell, the small airport south of Kalispell, where the plane had, thankfully, everybody survived that one. And then there was another small plane crash at the West Glacier airstrip. So Dennis Bragg with the Montana State News Network now has the update there. But the roll-up on just a few of those that have been taking place. Let's see. Speaking of rodeo, Dan Mortensen from Small Town Rodeos to World Fame. Tracy Taylor's got that report for us. Lots of fresh content for you on our Montana Talks website. Let me look at the clock here again, checking out our new equipment here this morning. We've got David Noble in the house here coming up. Okay. Hey, I'll tell you what. You know, one of the things why I have fun setting up remote equipment is because we like to take the show out on the road. We like to travel across Montana. That's one of the best things about living in Montana is traveling across Montana and enjoying more of your own backyard. I'll tell you what, if you don't have a camper yet for your family or you don't have a boat to get out and enjoy the water, you got to go see our friends at Brett's RV and Marine so you can get out, travel, the state or see more of your own backyard. That's what I love about having a camper. It's like you have a different backyard every single, weekend that you get out there. Brett's RV has the largest inventory in a five-state region, family-owned, great locations, Butte, Missoula, and, of course, in Billings right there in Lockwood. Or you can check out their inventory. Go to brettsrv.com. They got a great service crew as well. I stop in and see those folks from time to time to find out about all the new toys.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
How do you define success here? I would say, well, the president, the fact that he's willing to do that which no other leader could do. Name one other person in your own mind. Think. Who do you think would be capable of sitting across from Vladimir Putin and saying, you got to stop the killing? This has to come to an end. What country has the strength to impact Russia in significant ways, especially the funding of their war machine? There's no country on the face of the earth that has that power the way the United States of America has it, and there's no president that understands America's power more than President Trump.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
If you're sending your child off to college this fall, make sure you give them more than a backpack and a laptop. You need to give them peace of mind. This world is a very dangerous place. Go to Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. It is the less lethal launcher, and it is the ultimate off-campus protection without the legal, financial, or emotional burden of using a firearm. I carry one every single day. I recommend anyone concerned about personal safety or the safety of their family, you need one as well. By the way, it's legal in all 50 states. They can ship it straight to your door. And don't forget, over 500 government agencies now are using this incredible technology because you can incapacitate any perpetrator for 30 to 40 minutes. Legal all 50 states, no background check required, and it fires those kinetic rounds. Just go to BYRNA.com, all hand assembled in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Visit BurnerBYRNA.com today and find the right launcher for your family. That's BYRNA.com.
Man, this was a crazy demolition derby video out of the High Line of Montana. This took place in Glasgow. The number five car flips it in reverse, flies over the berm, crashes through the fence. Check out the video. Thankfully, nobody was hurt. Plus, it was a fundraiser for a good cause. But the video's crazy. We've got that and much more. Go to MontanaTalks.com. Or better yet, if you get the Montana Talks app on your smartphone, you'll get that content as soon as it's posted.
You're great at
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right, I think I'm going to go into X here so that I can pull up some audio clips. I'm sure Caden probably threw them in my show audio folder here this morning, but yeah, we're playing around with this new equipment here today a little bit, trying to tweak things for you. So thanks to our early morning risers here for helping us out on that front. But yeah, here we go. Let's see. One thing I want to talk about with John Jackson here later this morning, well, a couple of different things in particular, but one is, of course, the law enforcement presence in our nation's capital in Washington, D.C. right now. Let me see. Where did I get to this soundbite here? It was the acting administrator for the head of the DEA. Oh, yeah, here we go. This was from the Trump War Room. This is, let me cue it up in the right spot for you. From the Trump War Room, they're saying huge news. And this is the DEA administrator, Terry Cole, talking about how, you know, other agencies are now also assisting with law enforcement to tackle the crime in our nation's capital. He was on Fox News with Martha McCallum. Let me see if I can cue that up in the right spot for you. All right, here we go.
It's not safe. People do not feel safe. The amount of citizens that have come up to me on the street and said, thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for taking on another responsibility. We appreciate the federal agents that are out there every single night. And now, starting tonight, we will be embedded with the Metropolitan Police Department. You will see federal agents working hand in hand on patrol with the Metropolitan Police Department. You will also see an increase of activity, patrol activity, in certain sectors to go after the violent criminal offenders that are the drivers of this crime. We cannot afford to turn a blind eye, Martha.
I think all right, now also tying in with that story here as well, what are the other angles to this D.C. crime story in Washington, D.C. is the fact that basically the Democrats running D.C. are straight up lying, and they're ordering the police chief to basically lie about the crime statistics so that they can cover up how bad crime is in this blue-run city right now. And on that point, I think he was on CNBC. This is the chairman of the Washington, D.C. Police Union, who is talking about that very point. You remember when we talked earlier this week about the, you know, President Trump pushing a federal takeover of law enforcement in Washington, D.C., you would think you would get pushback from the local law enforcement saying, no, we got this. We don't need assistance from the feds. We don't need you guys to come in and take over. But no, the D.C. police union actually said the opposite and said they supported the move. This is a D.C. police union chairman, Greg Pemberton, on CNBC.
The department is reporting that in 2024, crime went down 35%, violent crime, and then again another 25% through August of this year. That is preposterous to suggest that cumulatively we've seen, you know, 60-plus percent drops in violent crime from where we were in 23, because we're out on the street. We know the calls we're responding to.
So anyway, they can cook the books all they want, but the police know the crime that's taken place because they have to respond to it. The local folks in Washington, D.C. know the crime that is taking place because they have to respond to it as well. This is just another lawless, leftist-run, Democrat-run city that's being run into the ground. We see it all over the place. New York City, Chicago, Los Angeles, especially under Governor Gavin Newsom. In fact, there's another one here. Let me see if I got time to share this one with you here. Jeanine Pirro, who is now the U.S. attorney for Washington, D.C., you know, she was doing a press conference, and she held up a sign that showed all the photographs of all the teenagers that have been slaughtered in Washington, D.C., all of the crime victims in Washington, D.C. And when you look at that placard showing all these teenagers who are the victims of crime in Washington, D.C., I think almost all of them, if not all of them, are black or Hispanic. They're not white. And yet it's the woke white liberals who are resisting these efforts to stop all this crime and violence in our nation's capital.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.